Christian soldiers marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banner go.
Greetings again. And Shalom Aleichem, peace be unto you, to all my white, pure-blooded, Christian, Israelite brothers and sisters out there. The show is Word for Word. I'm Pastor Steve. And this show is for Monday, January the 2nd, 2017. We made it through another year. Isn't that wonderful? I think it is. I'm going to back that mic off a little bit. It looked a little hot. My oldest computer has died. I'm getting a new one here next week. So I'm still on the good broadcast computer. The other one won't go on the internet anymore. It won't connect. Everything's fine. It just, that computer just has a glitch. So I got a new one, and we're going to get into the first book of Kings again today. We're going to start off with chapter 14 and see how far we can get. I would like to do three chapters, but I'm not going to hold my breath on it. There's just too much stuff in these chapters that needs... needs commentary. So we will see what we will see. So let's get into it. Let me get a hit of iced tea and clear my throat here, and we'll fire away. Oh, that's good. I'm not even drinking sweetened tea. I'm just drinking just straight tea. Chapter 14 here. 14. Oh, my. Chapter 14 of the first book of Kings. Verse 1. At that time, Abia, that's 29, the son of Jeroboam, fell sick. That's 2470. Verse 2, and said Jeroboam to his wife, "Rise up, please, and disguise yourself, 8138, that you are not known as the wife of Jeroboam, and go to Shiloh. Behold, there is Achaia the prophet, which spoke upon me that I would be king over the people." Verse 3, "Take with you 10 loaves and of bread, as implied, and Nikudim, 5350, that is a small type of unleavened cake, and a flask, 1228, of honey, and go to him, he shall tell you what shall become of the boy." Verse 4. And the wife of Jeroboam did so, and went to Shiloh, and came to the house of Achaia. But Achaia could not see, for his eyes were set, 6965, as without vision. That's what that means. From age, 7869. In other words, he went blind in his old age. Verse 5, said Yahweh to Achaia, "Behold, the wife of Jeroboam comes to inquire of," that's 1875, "a matter from you concerning her son, because he is sick. Thus and thus shall you say to her, for it shall be when she comes, that she shall be disguised. Aha, sneaking in. Well, verse 6. And it was when Achaia heard the sound of her feet as she came to the door that said he, come in, wife of Jeroboam. Why disguise yourself? I am commissioned, 7971, towards you with a severe 7186 message. Go, say to Jeroboam, thus says Yahweh Elohe Israel, that means Yahweh the God of Israel, for as much as I exalted you from among the people and made you to reign over my people Israel, verse 8, and tore away the kingdom from the house of David and gave it to you, and you have not been as my servant David, who kept my commandments and who walked after me with all his heart, to do only uprightly in my eyes. Verse 9. But have acted wickedly above all that were before you, for you went and made other Elohim, that's false gods, and cast images to provoke me to anger, and have cast me behind your back. He made those two calves, golden calves, and he put them in different cities, and people were worshiping them instead of Yahweh. He caused Israel to commit idolatry. Verse 10, and you can reference 1 Kings 15:29. Therefore, behold, I will bring calamity, 7451, upon the house of Jeroboam, and will cut off from Jeroboam he that pisses, 8366, against the wall, 7023. And that means all male children. That's what it says in the Hebrew. I'm not trying to be vulgar, but that's what it says. And he that is shut up, 6113, and left or abandoned of Israel, and will remove the followers of the house of Jeroboam as a burner, 1197, of dung, 1557. Until it is consumed, 8552. Verse 11, he that dies of Jeroboam in the city shall the dogs, 3611, eat, and he that dies in the field shall the birds of the sky eat, because Yahweh has spoken. Verse 12, rise up therefore and go to your own house. When your feet enter the city, the child shall die. Verse 13, and all Israel shall lament for him. That's 5594, lament. And bury him, for he alone of Jeroboam shall come to the grave. Because in him is found good things toward Yahweh Elohe Israel in the house of Jeroboam. Shall raise up Yahweh a king over Israel, who shall cut off the house of Jeroboam in this day and also now. Verse 15, for Yahweh will smite Israel like a reed is shaken in the water, and he shall root up, 5428, Israel from upon the good land which he gave to their ancestors, and shall scatter them beyond the river, because they have made Asherah poles, 842, provoking to anger Yahweh. Now those are carved images of Asherah on a big pole, and they're translated as groves in the King James Bible, and that is incorrect. Verse 16, he shall give up Israel because of the sins of Jeroboam, who sinned and who made to sin Israel. And the prophet ceased speaking the words of Yahweh at that point, and we go into verse 17. the wife of Jeroboam rose up and went and came to Tirzah. When she came to the threshold of the house, the child died. Verse 18, and they buried him, and all Israel lamented for him according to the word of Yahweh, which he spoke by the hand of Achiah the prophet. Verse 19. All right. This is going to be a standard verse with different names, etc. Pretty much for all the kings when they come to their end. Okay. Verse 19. The rest of the affairs of Jeroboam, how he warred and how he reigned, behold, they are written in the book of the words of the days of the kings of Israel. And the words of the days in Hebrew is Dabarim Hayomim. And this book is also known as the book of Chronicles. It mirrors a lot that's in the book of Kings, but we will get it later on when we get into Chronicles. Verse 20, and the days which reigned Jeroboam 22 years, and he slept with his ancestors, and his son Nadab 5070 reigned in his place. When he slept with his ancestors, that means he died. And now we go to another king, and this is the king of Yehuda. We switch over to the different tribe. Verse 21, Rechabam, the son of Shlomo, reigned in Yehuda. Rechabam was 41 years of age when he began to reign, and reigned he 17 years in Jerusalem, the city which chose Yahweh from all the tribes of Israel to put his name there. And his mother's name was Naamah 5279 and Ammonith 5984. And verse 21, you can reference Deuteronomy 23:3 and 2 Chronicles 12, verse 13. And Naamah, the Ammonith, she was an Ammonitess. Thus, this king was one, he was a half-breed Ammonite. Okay? They had a half-breed because Shlomo married all these alien women. Well, he fostered a half-breed and he became king. Okay, here's what happened in the tribe of Yehuda. Verse 22, and Yehuda did evil in the sight of Yahweh and excited him to jealous anger. That's one word. 7065, with their sins, which they sinned more than all that their ancestors had done. It was really bad. Let me clear my throat again. I'm starting to lose it. Just a second. Okay, there we go. Verse 23. Because they also built them high places. Now, those are places of pagan worship. Pillars, which they were forbidden to build for worshiping false gods. And Asherah poles, those were carved poles to Asherah, the goddess of fertility, also known as Ishtar, where we get Easter, on every high hill, and under every luxuriant 7488 tree. Now, verse 23, you can reference 2 Kings 17, verses 9 and 10. All right, verse 24. There were also, and this is all one word, male cult temple prostitutes, 6, 9, 4, 5. And that's Kadesh, and those are Sodomites in the land. And they acted according to all the abominations of the nations which Yahweh cast out from before the children of Israel. And verse 24, you can reference Deuteronomy 23, verse 17. They had faggots in these pagan temples that would do whatever. Ugh. Verse 25, it came to be in the fifth year of King Rechabam, Shishak, king of Mitzrayim, came up against Yerushalayim. Verse 25, you can reference 2 Chronicles 12, verses 2 through 8. So the Egyptians attacked him. Verse 26, and took away he the treasures, 2:1-4, of the house of Yahweh, and the treasures of the king's house, and took away he everything. Took away he all the shields of gold which had made Shlomo. And verse 26, you can reference 1 Kings 10, verses 16 and 17, and 2 Chronicles 9, verses 15 and 16. Now, I told you that they were going to get plundered. He came into the city and took all the good stuff. Verse 27, instead of gold shields, verse 27, and made King Rechabam in their place shields of bronze and entrusted them, 6:4-8:5, into the hands of the officer of the guard which guarded the doorway to the king's house. So the kingdom was just going downhill like hell in a handbasket. Real quick, all of them, Yehuda and the split off tribes of Israel in the north. Verse 28, and it was as often as the king went into the house of Yahweh that the guard carried them and returned them to the chamber of the guard. And here we go again with this standard verse. 29, now the rest of the affairs of Rechabam and all that he did, are they not written in the books of the words of the days of the kings of Yehuda? Verse 30, and there was war between Rechabam and Jeroboam all the days. Verse 31, and Rechabam slept with his ancestors, in other words, he died, and was buried with his ancestors in the city of Dawid, and his mother's name was Naamah, an Ammonith, so he was a half-breed, and Abiyam, 38, his son reigned in his place. All right, if the father was a half-breed Ammonite and of cursed seed, mixed seed line, that made his son also of mixed seed line. And note, an Ammonite may not enter the congregation of Israel for 10 generations, and a racial alien may never rule Israel. The children of Ammon were disqualified as Israelites and could not be a ruler over Israel. Shlomo, by fathering children by racially alien women, violated Yahweh's laws, and the mixed seed children that were made rulers will bring on the destruction of Israel and specifically Yehuda. Now we go into the book of Kings, chapter 15. 1. Now in the 18th year of King Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, reigned Abiam over Yehuda. And you can reference 2 Chronicles 13:1. They're just using Jeroboam as a timeline marker. Verse 2, reigned he 3 years in Jerusalem, and his mother's name was Maaka, 4601, the daughter of Abishalom. Verse 3, and walked he in all the sins of his father, which he had done before him, and his heart, 3824, and that is at the center of thought, and really equals mind, was not perfect, 8003, as complete in its focus. Holy. His heart was not perfect with Yahweh Elohev, that's his God, as the heart of Dawid, his grandfather. Verse 4, but for Dawid's sake, Yahweh Elohev gave him a lamp, 5216, in Jerusalem to raise up his son after him to maintain, 5975, Jerusalem. It wasn't destined to be destroyed yet. And you can reference 1 Kings 11, verse 36. Verse 5, because acted Dawid uprightly in the eyes of Yahweh, and you can reference 2 Samuel 11, verses 1 through 27, and turned aside not from all that he commanded him all the days of his life, except in the matter of Uriah the Hittite. Remember, that was the husband of Bathsheba that he sent off to die? Verse 6, and there was war between Abiam and Jeroboam all the days of his life. You can reference 2 Chronicles 13, verses 3 through 21. And Jeroboam was still alive while Abiam reigned. And here's that standard verse again. Verse 7. Now the remainder of the affairs of Abiam and all that he did, are they not written in the book of the words of the days, that's Chronicles, of the kings of Yehuda? And there was war between Abiam and Jeroboam. It keeps repeating that. They repeat a lot in Hebrew, just the way they did it. Verse 8, and Abiam slept with his ancestors, in other words, he died, and buried they him in the city of Dawid, and Asa, 609, his son, reigned in his place. And remember, Asa was third in generation from the Ammonitis, not Ammon, so he was still considered mixed seed. Verse 9, and in the 20th year of Jeroboam, king of Israel, reigned King Asa over Yehuda. Verse 10, 41 years reigned he in Jerusalem, and his grandmother's name was Maaka, the daughter of Abishalom. See, they repeated that again. But here in verse 11, and acted Asa uprightly in the eyes of Yahweh as Dawid, his ancestor. Dawid was his great-great-grandfather. So Asa did pretty good. Verse 12, and took away he the male cult temple prostitutes from the land. In other words, he got rid of the Sodomites and removed all the idols that his grandfather had made. That was Jeroboam. The other one. I'm sorry. I'm a little confused here. And you can reference 1 Kings 14:24 and 2 Chronicles 15:8-15. And that was Rehoboam. That was his grandfather that made all the nonsense. Verse 13, and also Maacah, his grandmother, he removed from being queen, 1377, because she had made an abominable thing, 4656, for Asherah, that's a goddess of fertility, and 4656 is Mifletheth, a thing to shudder at. That's what that means. It's not precisely known what it was. And cut down, 3772, Asa, her abominable thing, and burned it, 8313, by the Wadi Kidron. Now, if he burned it, and it was for Asherah, it was probably one of the carved poles of Asherah, which was forbidden by Yahweh. So he chopped it down and burned it. Good for him. Verse 14. But the high places, 1116, those are places of pagan worship, were not removed. Nevertheless, Asa's heart was perfect with Yahweh all his days. And you can reference 2 Chronicles 15:17. But he's still part of a half-breed. He's not all the way to the 10th generation yet. Verse 15, and brought he the set-apart things of his ancestors and his set-apart things into the house of Yahweh, silver, gold, and utensils. Now, what's going on here with this mixed breed is Yahweh is being permissive with this because he is eventually going to punish all of Israel, including Yehuda. He is allowing this to take place. Verse 16. And there was war between Asa and Baasha, king of Israel, all their days. See, somebody else had taken over the 10 northern tribes during this guy's lifetime. Verse 17, and Baasha, king of Israel, went up against Yehuda and built and rebuilt Ramah so that he might not permit any to come forth or go in from Asa, king of Yehuda. And rebuilt here means as fortified. And verse 17, you can reference 15:17-22 and 15:17-22, you can reference 2 Chronicles 16:1-6. That's my bad. I misread my notes. Verse 18, then took Asa all the silver and gold left in the treasury of the house of Yahweh and the treasury of the king's house and gave them into the hands of his servants and sent King Asa them to Ben-Hadad, 1130, the son of Tabrimon, 2886, the son of Kezion, 2383, king of Aram, that dwelt at Damasek, saying, and Damasek is Damascus. I need to clear my throat again. Sorry about that. I'll be right with you. Oh, I got to get that iced tea down. I'm getting dried out here with the heat on. Ah, yes. So, that would be the area now called Syria. The Arameans, and the Israel was originally from Aram. Abraham and all of those, they were Arami. Verse 19. Let there be a covenant, 1285, between you and me, as between your father and my father. Behold, I have sent you a present of silver and gold. Come and break your covenant with Baasha, king of Israel, so that he may depart from upon me. So, verse 20. So Ben-Hadad hearkened to King Asa, that means he listened to him, and sent the commanders of the army which he had against the cities of Israel, and smote Eon, 5859, and Dan, 1835, and Abel Beth Ma'aka, 62, and all of Kinneroth, 3672, with all the land of Naphtali. Verse 21. And it came to be when heard Baasha, ceased he from building Ramah and remained in Tirzah. He stopped his construction project. Verse 22. Then made heard King Asa throughout all Yehuda no exemptions from service, and took away they the stones of Ramah and all the timber of it with which Baasha had built. And with them built King Asa Geba of Binyamin and Mizpah. In other words, he fortified those two cities. Verse 23. The rest of all the affairs of Asa and all his might and all his actions and the cities that he built, are they not written in the book of the words of the days of the kings of Yehuda? Nevertheless, in the time of his old age, he was diseased in his feet. And you can reference 2 Chronicles 16, verse 12. Verse 24. And Asa slept with his ancestors and was buried with his ancestors in the city of David, his ancestor. And Jehoshaphat, his son, reigned in his place. There's another guy named Jehoshaphat. And Jehoshaphat was fourth generation mixed seed. Moabitess could not, or an Ammonitess could not come into the house of Yahweh for 10 generations. So he's only four generations down the road. Verse 25. Nadab, the son of Jeroboam, began to reign over Israel in the second year of Asa, king of Yehuda, and reigned over Israel 2 years. So he took over from his dad, and that's a new king in Yehuda. Verse 26, and he acted evilly and the eyes of Yahweh, and walked in the way of his father, and in the sin that he made to sin Israel. Verse 27, and Baasha, the son of Achiah of the house of Issachar, conspired against him, and Baasha smote him at Gibbethon, 1405 of the Pelishtim, for Nadab and all Israel laid siege to Gibbethon. Well, this is the Baasha that had taken over. Asa was warring against him. Well, this occurred during Asa's lifetime. It jumps back and forth here. The timeline is crazy. Verse 28, in the third year of Asa, king of Yehuda, see, he was king, Baasha slew him and reigned in his place. Verse 29, and it came to be when he reigned, he smote all the house of Jeroboam and left none to Jeroboam, any that breathed, until he had destroyed him according to the word of Yahweh, which he spoke by the hand of his servant Achia the Shiloni. And you can reference 1 Kings 14:10. Yahweh said, because you made these golden calves and made everybody to sin, I'm going to kill you and all your family. And he just did it. Verse 30, because of the sins of Jeroboam, which he sinned, and that made he to sin Israel by his provocation, 3708, by which he provoked to anger, 3707, Yahweh, Elohe, Israel. Verse 31, now the rest of the affairs of Nadab and all his acts, are they not written in the book of the words of the days of the kings of Israel? That's Chronicles. Verse 32, and there was war between Asa and Baasha, king of Israel, all their days. Verse 33, in the third year of Asa, king of Yehuda, began Baasha, son of Achia, to reign over all Israel in Tirzah 24 years. Verse 34, and he acted evilly in the eyes of Yahweh and walked in the ways of Jeroboam and his sin by which he made Israel to sin. So he killed Jeroboam, but he didn't do any better. He kept up all the evil practices of Jeroboam. I told you that they're all going downhill. They're just getting worse and worse and worse. Now we're gonna get into chapter 16. I have time to do that today. Verse 1. Then came the word of Yahweh to Jehu, 3058. The son of Chanani, Chanani, 2607, against Baasha, saying, and Jehu was a prophet. Verse 2, this is Yahweh's words, for that I raised you from the dust and gave you rule over my people Israel, and you have walked in the ways of Jeroboam and have made to sin my people Israel, to provoke me to anger with their sins. Verse 3, behold, I will consume the followers of Baasha and the followers of his household, and will make your house like the house of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat. Verse 4, he that dies of Baasha in the city shall the dogs eat, and he that dies in the field shall the birds of the sky eat. The same thing he said to Jeroboam. This guy's just following in Jeroboam's footsteps. Even though he killed out that line, he's doing the same thing. No better. Verse 5. Now the rest of the affairs of Baasha and what he did and his might, are they not written in the book of the words of the days of the kings of Israel? Again, that's Chronicles. Verse 6, so Baasha slept with his ancestors and was buried in Tirzah, and Elah, 425, his son, reigned in his place. Verse 7, and also by the hand of the prophet Jehu, son of Chanani, came the word of Yahweh against Baasha and against his house, against all the evil he did in the eyes of Yahweh, provoking him to anger by the work of his hands, being as the house of Jeroboam, over which he killed him. And work of his hands is an idiom for man-made idols, carved or cast by hand. Verse 8, in the 26th year of King Asa, king of Yehuda, began Elah, son of Baasha, to reign over Israel in Tirzah 2 years. Now listen to this. Verse 9, and his servant Zimri, 2174, commander of half his chariots, conspired against him as he was in Tirzah, drinking, 8351, drinking himself drunk, 7910, in the house of Artsah, 777, steward of his house in Tirzah. Verse 10, and went in Zimri and smote him and killed him in the 27th year of Asa, king of Yehuda, and reigned in his place. He went to the guy, got plastered, and he went in and cut him up. Verse 11. This is a bloody time. They were bloody people back then. Verse 11. It came to be when he began to reign and sat on the throne, he slew all the house of Baasha. He left not one that pisses against the wall of his kinfolk, 1350, or his friends, 7453. Again, that phrase, pisses against the wall. That's an idiom for all the males in the household. Now, I'm not going to cut out what it says in the Hebrew because it might be a little offensive. I'm going to read what it says. So I apologize in advance if it gets graphic. Verse 12, so Zimri destroyed all the house of Baasha according to the word of Yahweh, which he spoke against Baasha by the hand of Jehu the prophet, toward all the sins of Baasha and the sins of Elah his son, by which they sinned, and by which they made to sin Israel, and provoking to anger Yahweh Elohe Israel with their worthlessness. 1892, verse 14. Now the rest of the affairs of Elah and all that he did, are not they written in the books of the words of the days of the kings of Israel? Again, that's Chronicles. Verse 15. In the 27th year of Asa, king of Yehuda, reigned Zimri 7 days in Tirzah. And the people were encamped against Gibbethon, which was of the Pelishtim. Verse 16, and the encamped people heard it said, Zimri has conspired and also slain the king. So all Israel made Omri, 6018, the commander of the army, ruler over Israel that day in the camp. Now, Zimri was commander over the chariots, but he was less than the commander of the whole army. Verse 17. And went up Omri from Gibbethon, and all Israel with him. In other words, they left off putting Gibbethon to siege, and they lay siege upon Tirzah, where Zimri was. Verse 18, and it came to be, when Zimri saw that the city was captured, he went into the palace of the king's house, and burned the king's house over him with fire and died. He suicided. He burned the house down around him. Verse 19, over his sins which he sinned in acting evilly in the eyes of Yahweh, in walking in the ways of Jeroboam, and in his sin which he did to make to sin Israel. Verse 20, now the rest of the affairs of Zimri and his treason, 7195, that he plotted, 7194, are they not written in the book of the words of the days of the kings of Israel? Again, that's Chronicles. They do that saying a lot, all the time. Every time it's time for one of them to die. Verse 21. Then were the people of Israel divided into two parts. Half of the people became followers of Tibni, 8402, son of Ginath, 1527, to make him ruler, and half followed Omri. Verse 22, but the people that followed Omri prevailed against the people that followed Tibni, son of Ginath. So died Tibni and reigned Omri. In other words, they killed him. Verse 23, in the 31st year of Asa, king of Yehuda, began Omri to reign over Israel. 6 years reigned he in Tirzah. Verse 24. And bought, 7069, and bought he the hill of Shomeron, 8111, that's Samaria, of Shemer, 8106, the founder of Samaria, for 2 talents of silver, and built on the hill, and called the name of the city which built he after the name of Shemer, owner of the hill, Shomeron. And that's where Samaria comes from. Verse 25. But acted Omri evilly in the eyes of Yahweh, and did more wickedly, 7489, than all those before him. Verse 26. Walked he in the way of Jeroboam, son of Nebat, with all the idols and stuff, and in his sin that he made to sin Israel, to provoke to anger Yahweh Elohe Israel with their worthlessness. Another almost repeated verse. Verse 27. Now the rest of the affairs of Omri, which he did, and his might that attained he, are they not written in the book of the words of the days of the kings of Israel? Again, that's Chronicles. Verse 28. So slept Omri with his ancestors and was buried in Shomeron, and Achab, 2:5-6, better known in King James as Ahab, his son reigned in his place. They spelled it wrong and pronounced it wrong in the King James. It's Achab. A-C-H-A-B. Number 2:5-6 in your Strong's Concordance. Verse 29. In the 38th year of Asa, king of Yehuda, began Achab, son of Omri, to reign over Israel, and reigned Achab, son of Omri, over Israel and Shomeron 22 years. Verse 30. And Achab, son of Omri, acted evilly in the eyes of Yahweh above all that were before him. I told you it's getting worse and worse and worse. Verse 31. And it came to be as though it was a light matter, that's 7043, for him to walk in the sins of Jeroboam, son of Nebat, that he took to wife Isabel, 3:4-8, that's I-Y-Z-E-B-E-L, better known in your King James as Jezebel, but it's Isabel, the daughter of Ethbaal, 8:5-6, and Ethbaal means with Baal, the king of the Sidoni, 6722, those are the Sidonians, and went and served Baal and bowed down, 7812, that bowed down and worshiped to him. Verse 32, and raised up he an altar for Baal in the house of Baal, which he built in Shomeron. And Baal here is a sun deity, and Baal worship at that time was sun worship. There were other Baalim that were weather gods, but here, this particular Baal was a sun deity. And he did a lot of other stuff too, I'm going to tell you that. Verse 33, and made Akkab an Asherah pole, 842. And Asherah is the goddess of fertility, and she's also known as Ishtar, from where we get Easter. And Akkab did more to provoke to anger Yahweh Elohe Israel than all the kings of Israel that were before him. He was a bad actor. Verse 34, in his days, Kiel 2419, the Beth Ha'eli, that Bethelite, okay, 1017, rebuilt Jericho. He laid the foundation of it in Abiram 48, his firstborn, and set up the gates of it in his youngest son, Segub 7687. In other words, it took all these generations to build, to rebuild Jericho, according to the word of Yahweh, which he spoke by the hand of Yahshua, son of Nun. That's Joshua 6:26. The forbidding about the rebuilding of Jericho. It was never to be rebuilt, and whoever did it would be cursed. Okay, I'm going to read the notes for this chapter. All the kings in this chapter were evil. One killed another, and it went from bad to worse. All are compared to Jeroboam, son of Nebat, who had become the byword or a standard for an evil king. All the Baals were a sun deity here. They were local ones that were weather gods, but eventually the word became a proper name, and Baal means Lord. Mithra was a sun deity, as was Baal. One name is like another when you're worshiping a false deity. Asherah was also known as Ishtar, and Ishtar was the mother of Mithra and also his lover, which is sick. Now, we just finished up with so-called Christmas here. Christmas is Yule, the celebration of the rebirth of Mithra, the winter solstice, and his ascension, which means the days get longer. And Asherah Ishtar was a fertility goddess, and Easter Ishtar Sunday is the spring solstice. It was a pagan fertility rite with much fornication around a pole with the image of Ishtar Asherah carved on it. Fertility symbols such as the prolific bunny and eggs were used. Ishtar Sunday has nothing whatsoever to do with the death and resurrection of Yeshua Messiah, which occurred at Passover. Christmas, quote unquote, has nothing to do with his birth. Celebrations of birthdays itself is pagan. The Hebrews and the true Israelites didn't do that. And modern churchianity promotes both of these pagan celebrations. As to the rebuilding of Jericho, it was forbidden, and all involved in it would be cursed. And you reference Joshua 6, verse 26, and that ends chapter 16. By golly, I got all three in today. That's some exciting stuff right there. I'll be real honest with you. And it's showing all this evil and the wars and all this other nonsense going on, and eventually all of this stuff is going to lead to the dispersion. Both Israel and then later on Yehuda were going to be severely punished. Now, we just saw Achab, or Ahab, marry Isabel, or Jezebel, if you just have to have the English. And they are going to be a bad pair. Serious, serious bad. And the coming chapters are going to be concerning these people. And Eliyahu is going to confront them. And Achab and Isabel is going to try to kill him. And she's going to kill a whole bunch of the priests of Yahweh. And we're going to get into this in chapter 17 tomorrow. It's going to be rocking on from here, folks. This is going to be a quick-paced, action-filled killing and wars and treachery and evil and, oh, boy. But I want to remind everybody that on January the 5th, that is this coming Thursday, my new show, Wake Up Call, will start at 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I am replacing the spot that Pastor Mullet had. He had to leave because of family responsibilities and health reasons. And I sorely miss him because I just dearly love the fella. He's a wonderful, wonderful man and a good preacher and hardcore CI. So may Yahweh bless and keep him and lay his healing hand upon him. He is a true brother, and I'm proud to call him a friend. And I loved his show and miss it. But I'm going to keep it in the same vein. I'm going to do a sermon, but I'm also going to do some current events. I'm going to talk about how Scripture applies to things in our society today. Sort of in the same vein that Pastor Mullet did, but I'm going to do the sermon first, and then whatever time I have left, I will take on current events and scriptural application to today's society. So I'm coming up short on time here. It's been a pleasure bringing this to you. And I do not celebrate the New Year at this time. I celebrate the Hebrew New Year later. I will announce when that gets. I don't go by the Gregorian calendar. I go by Yahweh's solar calendar. So I will talk to you tomorrow, beginning with chapter 17 of the first book of Kings. Shalom Aleichem, and that's peace be upon you, and may Yahweh bless and keep you. Talk to you tomorrow, starting with chapter 17.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus.